For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis. Like many professional sports organizations, the Premier Lacrosse League is adjusting to the COVID-19 pandemic. While the league's 2019 inaugural season involved teams touring the country playing games, including a stop in Albany last August, the PLL is instead holding a two-week fanless tournament near Salt Lake City starting Saturday. I spoke with the league's CEO and co-founder, Mike Rabel, about how the PLL plans to keep players, coaches, and staff safe.
It's a bubble between two sites. So our hotel, which we've completely rented out the entire hotel for all players and staff that have all now been tested through two rounds. And so the first round was testing off-site where all were sent to a lab. You could not enter a flight. You cannot jump on a flight. Whether it was a charter flight or a commercial, unless you tested negative. And then there was about a 35-hour quarantine when you were immediately tested on site, and you were not allowed to leave your room. And this is included myself. All food and meals were delivered to your rooms. And then once you tested back negative, you're able to leave. And so the facility is a hard bubble. No one in or out that hasn't cleared the second round of tests. And then the hotel as well is also completely shelled off from anyone that hasn't passed tests. And so we're just excited to get underway. And that's while we're here for the next 21 days. That'll be the protocol is back and forth between facility and hotel. And the facility is large. There's six practice fields, game field, training centers. Each team has its own locker room. Amenities where teams can hang out and lounge areas. And then they come back to the site. They go directly to their rooms.
And what are the protocols if a staffer, a player, a coach that's inside the bubble tests positive? What happens then?
Yeah, so we move that person, that individual, to an isolated room. We have a block of hotel rooms outside of our current room hotel block in our hotel. We move them to a separate hotel. We monitor, test them, and make sure that we contact trace. We'll bring into contact anyone that they've had contact with, trace, test them, and make sure that we're able to isolate, evaluate, and they're completely removed from the bubble in their own hotel room.
Is there a circumstance that would force the league to stop the tournament?
I think right now what we're seeing is that it's sort of fluid. You saw that last Friday, the CDC sort of updated their policy around asymptomatic positive tests. And so, you can never say never, right? Sure, if there's a massive outbreak, but we're very, very strict, right? Masks at all times. You don't cross-pollinate with other teams unless you're playing them. In and out to the room, into the facility, security outside, both bubbles. So, I think we'll evaluate and we'll see. But right now, it's looking really good and we're excited to play.
Now, the Premier Lacrosse League held its first season ever last year with a touring model, stopping at various cities to play. Being a new league, a new organization, do you think that has given the PLL the ability to better adapt to this pandemic than, say, other sports leagues?
Yeah, that's an astute question. We, as a younger league, as a more nimble league with fewer teams, we have seven teams. We expanded from six to seven in this offseason. And being in a single entity model, we have the ability to move quickly. We have the ability to sort of galvanize the players, the staff, the coaches, the GMs, make decisions that are safe. And so we were able to evaluate the landscape, evaluate safe facilities, make decisions, speak with players, coaches, and then move pretty quickly where we didn't have to go through, PAs, we didn't have to go through different ownership groups. We didn't have to go through domestic and international teams like you're seeing with, what's happening in MLB and NHL. So it was fairly fluid for us to set this up, which has allowed us to be a little bit more nimble. And we were actually the first professional league to announce its return in this bubble with my brother Paul, co-founder and player, who went on NBC's Today Show to make that announcement. So it's definitely been advantageous for us to be a smaller organization.
And do you intend to return to a touring schedule next year? Or if proven to be very successful, will this two-week tournament style make you rethink the league's model, maybe stick with an extended tournament style competition in the future?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. It's hard to say. I think that you know, we all want fans to get back in stands. Everyone feeds off that energy, from the people that are there to the players to the, you can feel it through the broadcast. And so return to fans is something I think anyone that's involved in sport is focused on. So, but largely to your question, does this change our model? I don't anticipate it right now. I never like to say never, because, you know, we pride ourselves in being very creative. One of our values is to encourage creativity, but the fact we're able to roll out, you know, a championship series bracket where we've had almost 15,000 new people jump onto these brackets, fill out challenges, very similar to March Madness. We've brought on sports betting partner and DraftKings, where, you know, NBC particularly is showing all of our games across their platforms. You know, 4 games will be on NBC, with our first game starting on Saturday at 1 p.m. 10 games will be on NBC Sports, and then 6 games will be on NBC Sports Gold, which is opened up to 13 countries internationally. You know, we feel that, you know, there's just a little bunch of, you know, blue sky ahead of us. So we'll see how this goes. You know, and then hopefully we can bring back fans into the stands again. You know, one of the highlights of last year was going to Albany and sell out crowd on that Friday night with the purple skies with Albany and Atlas. It felt very special. And so we want to be able to get to that place again.